that going to be taken care of in an environmental way? And I wanted to share, I don't blame developers from California for coming to this beautiful area. The land costs are unbelievably lower. The construction costs are unbelievably lower. Taxes are lower. So I want to welcome the developer from California. But I also want to require, I hope that you all require them to be good stewards of the natural beauty of the Ozarks given to us by our Creator. This is gorgeous. I don't blame him for coming here for all the reasons I named. And there's an old saying in the western states like Idaho and Utah and Oregon. And in fact, decades ago, I think in the 50s or 60s, there was a public sign on the border of California and Oregon. And this is what the public sign said. It said, "Welcome, California. Don't Californicate Oregon." And I'd like to request that the same thing be said. Don't do that to Missouri, please. It's too beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else signed up that wishes to speak?
Good morning, Commissioners. Stephen Cartwright. I live at 240 Norwood Drive, which is on the Point Reyel side. My remarks that I had prepared for today are almost identical to Chris Larson, so I'm going to let his kind of speak for that. And I just wanted to point out a couple of things specific to the discussion that's already happened. A lot of the pictures and the commentary around those pictures, I don't think do a good job showing what the lot looks like today. It is completely cleared. So the vegetation you see there, I mean, the excavation from 2023 was kind of a scorched earth practice. I mean, they just took everything. So there's not even dirt to replant any vegetation or anything like that to materially bring the lot back to some of its original intent, or to even hide some of the construction, architecture, dumpsters, grease traps, those types of things. It just doesn't exist anymore, and it's rock, so you'd be putting it in planters and things like that. Also not shown in the pictures is the proximity to Point Reyel, and we've talked a lot about the neighbors on Iowa Colony, but I mean, even the overheads don't show just how close that is. And that's a really narrow place in the lake that I don't think you really can understand without being there. The sight lines, the noise, all the things that would come from a restaurant that, you know, materially can't change with any type of the way you build it or the way you try and hide it. The grade on the lot, you know, you talked about it being 9 acres and the ability to, you know, the alternative of having maybe 18 homes on the lot. There's really not that much usable space on the lot. I don't think there's any way to get 18 homes on that lot. So when we talk about, yeah, it's going to be developed at some point, I don't think it's going to be 18 homes because that grade, I mean, if you look at it, that's basically a cliff that goes down to the lake. With the clearing that happened, one thing that we've noticed on our side of the lake is the water runoff. And so I think it would be prudent to check with DNR to make sure that there's no issues with the runoff and the way the runoff would enter the lake, not only from what's there today, but also from parking lot, roof surfaces, and things like that would be increased with the building of the restaurant. Lastly, I would point out that these homes that are on Norwood Drive, which are the homes that are directly behind the lot here, those are luxury homes. They were built specifically. I mean, this is the home that Andy Williams built, Jay Osmond. You know, people who sought the view and paid extra for the view. So I would argue that the the home values there are particularly sensitive to changes to the landscape. And when you purchase a home like that, the expectation is that the zoning and the privacy would be protected with the zoning that's already in place. And so changes to that materially change the home values and that you expected to stay in place when you purchase a property like that. Whether or not the decision is made to approve the C2, I would ask that in a similar way that Chris asked, that if this moved forward to where a conditional use permit would be requested, that a lot of the things that we've brought up are, again, reviewed at that point, whether it's lighting, noise restrictions, hours of operation, all the things that may not seem like a big deal, but a 6 a.m. trash pickup or, a grease service that picks up late at night or lights, a party out on the deck at 10:30 at night. We know from full well from when the excavation happened, that noise is literally our backyard. And so we would expect that those things would be part of a restaurant operation as well. So, again, my request respectfully would be to deny the rezoning request. And then again, if not, that those things be considered during the conditional use permit. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak at this time?
My name is Dick Gass. I live in Point Royal. My address is 178 Norwood Drive, Branson, Missouri. What I'm here really to talk to you about, I went to the planning and zoning meeting, and my complaint was we live down below in Point Royal, and when we look up, what you don't see on those photos that you're looking at is that steep hill. And when the previous owners, not Steve, but when the previous owners decided to clear that lot, they took those trees down, they took their big equipment and pushed it all over the, right over the bluff. And when we look up, all we see are all these trees, these old stumps and everything sitting up there. And I'm going to tell all of you, it looks like the county dump up there. When you look up on that bluff, that we love that bluff, they dumped all those trees down there. Not this owner, the previous owner did it. And we've been after them for a year and a half to 2 years to clean that mess up. We've got 954 residents sitting down there every day looking up at there. How would you like looking out your home and seeing all those trees just stacked up across right across the way from you? It's terrible. Now, I did bring it up. Now, your planning and zoning group understood it, and I think they came forward to you to recommend whatever they recommended, but with the stipulation that those, that all be cleaned up. Now, I will commend the owner. He saw the problem after we pointed it out to him. Yesterday, this gentleman and another man from a landscaping company came out and looked at it, and they said, we'll take care of it. I'm just here to make sure it's taken care of. No matter which way you vote on the zoning, the first thing that has to happen is to have that mess cleaned up. We don't want to wait any longer on that. And I appreciate you putting up with what I'm talking about. It's not easy for you guys to sit there I've done that. I've sat in those seats at Point Royal. It's not easy. I appreciate what you're doing, and I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but guys, we got to have that thing cleaned up. This guy's doing a good job, and I just want to be sure it's done. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak? You got a lady behind you there.
Never done this before.
That's all
right. I'm Jana Evans. I live at 198 Norwood Drive, and have lived on Sherwood Drive. Been down there for 20 years on this lake, and I have to say, what I'm going to bring up are little specifics, nothing technical, but I do want to commend Stefan for taking a glance at this. It looks horrible. Point Royal residents over the past year are embarrassed. You come into the main Point Royal Drive through the clubhouse, you can see all the mess. They have thrown logs down, not he, but the former owners. It was noted by Susan to the realtor, and I feel bad that this was not disclosed to you, that we were upset about this, and I'm not sure that you're responsible. I think the previous owner, maybe the realtor and whomever, did not disclose this to him. But it looks horrible. If you're on hole 18 or hole 9, you can see this. It looks like a tornado went off up there. And it's awful. And on some specifics on sound amplification, the little house that's up there next to where the restaurant's going to be, we can hear full sentences from them. So we are concerned about music on the deck being controlled, and it looks like the restaurant's not going to be flat on the cliff, so it may be, there looks like there's some trees going to be kind of there, but we are concerned and would like a little bit of control on the sound issue, because when I lived on Sherwood, there was a guy, just for an instance for the sheriff, there was a guy that played drums on his back porch on Sherwood, and constantly we were calling the sheriff, and they were up there almost every night to shut him down, because the drums would amplify throughout Point Royal, just one guy on his back porch. So we're concerned about the sound, and we also would like a little bit of control on the lighting, not coming really bright down there. But the big thing, the big issue right now, is the cleanup of the mess underneath your decks. I know you'll be probably doing marketing and some beautiful shots from the air down at your restaurant that will show in your pictures. They'll be kind of hard to cover up unless y'all get rid of that. The look of the logs. I also run, doesn't matter, but I run the Veterans Memorial Garden here along with Dot. So we're very interested in the topography and how it looks, of course. So right now, where I live, the other day we had the rain. We have waterfalls behind our house and Dick and Dee Dee Gass's house, beautiful waterfalls. One of them started changing the other day, and I've noticed there is now a huge rock slide happening not below his restaurant but over to the part to the left. This is a major rock slide that started happening. So I would like y'all to look into maybe what's going to happen there and do some research for the lake. If some of this stuff gets down on that side of the lake, it's going to change the topography and the flow of Lake Tanikamo. That's the deep side of the lake. We're on the shallow side. If that starts changing the water levels, you're going to have issues all along there with water levels in the backyards of homes. Those logs are falling, and Susan's pictures that she's given you show you dates of how these logs have started falling. These kind gentlemen came in yesterday and told us, you know, they could do a burn-off, but that would be quite nasty for a burn-off with ashes and everything all over Point Royal. That would be a major issue. So if they could kind of look into cutting some of this up, starting some vines, some crown vetch, somehow getting the, he said some of the ceilings are starting to come up, which is great. Just getting it cleaned up. We're staring at it every day. Y'all need to come through. I invite you to come down in there and drive through. It's not just in our backyards. This is seen all over Point Royal. So that's the main my main concerns, the rock slide, checking into the environmental issues there with the eagles that have